The beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi recapitulates what we already spent a long time discussing, the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, that there are two basic things necessary to make a woman Tameya. The first one, of course, is Dam, and the second one is Hardrasha. So the Shulchan Aruch again recaps the Dvar Torah, the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi, Ein Isha Metama. And then, of course, we know the Chacham draws real kesem. Shinim to begufa of v'gdeha. The Shulchan Aruch continues, skipping a few lines, quoting the din of the Shulchan Aruch Sedeshin. The famous chumra of the Shulchan Aruch Sedeshin is that what if you have a reverse situation to that we've discussed for the past week? We spent a long time discussing the woman has dam, shalava hardasha. What if she has hardasha, b'li dam? In her disha, sheniftach mekara lahotzi dam, she felt a hardasha, uvot ka'acharkach, v'la matzah klum, yesh misha omer she tameya. Some say she's tameya. Who's the some say? The Shulchan Aruch Sedeshin. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say yesh misha omer? Not because he thinks others disagree, but we know as the Achronim pointed on the page, but it's a standard Masorah in the Shulchan Aruch, whenever he found the specific idea only in one posek, he writes Yesh Misha Omer. You shouldn't think that means he's saying Adas Yachid. Usually he's Machmir like that Yesh Misha Omer. We pass him like Yesh Misha Omer in Shulchan Aruch usually. It's just that if there's no one else that said it, he doesn't say this Halacha Stama, he says Yesh Misha Omer. There's one opinion. But it doesn't mean it's a das yachid, like we usually understand das yachid. Das yachid that others disagree, it means it's a das yachid, one person said it mefurish. The MS, this halacha, should not be nodeh b'chla b'zman hazeh. As we discussed, we have enough of a problem trying to figure out what a hardasha is when a woman has dam. The pashto says there's no hardasha even when there is dam. Koshin v'koshitain, there should be no hardasha without dam. For example, we don't know what this means, psichas piyam ochr, this hardasha. So it's hard to have hirdisha shenuftach makara if we, as we discussed last week, don't have hardasha sezman hazeh. So lemaisa, this Shulchan Aruch Sedeshin, although it exists in theory, should not really exist in practice. Because lemaisa, there is no way of having hardasha. But even with that, there are at least five exceptions, if you look carefully through the postium, that even if there would be hardrasha, the Zman Hazeh, there's still situations in which the Shulchan Aruch would be maker and say, that's not a concern. If a woman has a hardrasha without dam, she's not tameya automatically. Number one, they're listed quickly on the Imar Matomos. Lecha Levana. A woman has another substance, which is clearly not dam, which she can attribute the hardrasha to. The Shulchan Aruch is confusing in the beginning of the Siman Kuf Peiches. There's no hardasha b'chal.
So if we call it that, it's
Rabbanan? No, because hardasha b'lidam is not possible if there's no hardasha.
But I understand what they said here, that it's the kulam of the Rabbanan beside the...
That's if there's dam b'li hardasha. Now what about hardasha b'lidam? So then, nothing to talk about. The Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, at the end of Siman Kuf Pei Ches, says, Afilu hirdisha sheniftach mekora, if she did hardasha, she had a hardasha, then she had some mara tahora, she's tahora. Says the Ramah, that's how we passed it. If a woman has a hardasha, and then she can attribute the hardasha to some other tahora substance, she's tahora. Says the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, the first Ramah, D'lo k'yesh machmirin l'tamos, n'yesh b'smichos v'u'av. Not like those that want to be machmir, if she has a hardasha and she can attribute it to something else, we would still say she's tameya. Who's the yesh mishomer? Who's the opinion that says that even if she has a situation where she has a hardasha with something tahar, she's still tameya? That is none other than the Shulchan Aruch himself. The Shulchan Aruch himself is not sure, I have such an important yisod that a hardasha itself causes tuma, maybe even if there's something which is going to be in Amasla, another excuse for the Tumma, she's still Tumeya. So says the Ramah, as does the Mechaber, no. We don't take the Shulchan Aruch Sedeshin's idea to such an extent. We say that if she has a Hardasha without Dam altogether, we presume there was Dam and it got lost. But if there's hagasha and there's something legitimate to attribute it to other than dam, then she's indeed tahora. And it's funny, the Shulchan Aruch here and the Rama are a little bit hard to understand. It sounds like the Rama is disagreeing. He's really not disagreeing with the fundamental yisod of the Shema Sedeshin here. He's disagreeing with the application of the Shema Sedeshin even to a case where there is something else to attribute it to. But everyone agrees in our Shulchan Aruch, both Shulchan Aruch and Rama and Simitruf Feches, and again Simitruf Tzadi maintain that if she has a hargasha without a lecha levana, she's tameya. With a lecha levana, she's tahara, except for the Shema Sedeshin himself that says she's going to be tameya misaf even in that situation. The next case that we have an exception on the Mamre Kamos, the Teres HaShamim says he thinks that if she's mistoletes damim, if she is a woman who's already beyond the age postmenopausal, she should not be having dam, or she is muberes, the woman who we have, the Gemara tells us, shouldn't accept her period. So in this, such a situation, we're not going to be choshesh for this hargasha, mysterious hargasha without dam. Makes sense. Number three is, if you look carefully in the Pisei Tshuvah, Sifkot and Gimel, Sifkot and Dalet, there won't be Pisei Tshuvahs, it seems that even though we know the most famous Pisei Tshuvah in the Nida is that the first Pisei Tshuvah, there's three types of hargasha, Zivas the Merlach, Psichas B'Yamachar, and it's Azidrufa. The other two, the non-Psichas B'Yamachar types, the ones that the Shulchan Aruch did not quote here, are not enough of a hardasha to say that we should presume that that's going to be considered hardasha without tam. For example, let's say a woman has the epistle of quotes from the Achronim, from the Rav Yehuda, from the Sam Sofer, from the other Achronim. If she has, very often, she has a lot of different fluids that come out of her body. So then we presume that's already going to be immune, she's immune to that hardasha. We don't say that every case she has a lot of different fluids, I shed a hardasha, zivus v'arlach, or she thinks whenever she goes to the bathroom she has a hardasha. No, all those are going to be not problematic, even as the Azagufa. We do not presume is enough of a hardasha to say that those hardashos cause tumah without dam being found altogether. The fourth exception, we have so far have Lecha Levana, Shulchan Aruch says is mutter, Mistoletes Damim is mutter. Three is, it seems like only Psichas B'Hamachar is the hardasha we're concerned about. Number four is, if she did a B'dika right away and found nothing. This, the Pistol Shubat quotes in Sifkot Nehez and Machokas. Machokas, Chavaz Das, and Tracy Plesi. Chavaz Das says it's a problem still, like it might be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. And Tracy Plesi says, no, if she did a B'dika soon after, she delayed, she schmoozed with a friend on her cell phone, then she did a B'dika, then she's going to be Tameya. We're concerned she had a Hardasha, then the Dam got lost meanwhile. But if she had a Hardasha, and right after that she did a B'dika, she can save herself. The Dam, if it was there, should have been found in the B'dika. Elamai, she's Tahora. So that is not as clear as the other exceptions, which are clear-cut. This is Macholkas, Chavaz Das, and Tracy Plesi, but it does sound like there's at least room lahatil. If she has a hardasha and does a b'dika right away, if she's not going to be concerned with the dam that might have been lost. Then the Pesach Shiva quotes in Sifkat Zayin, if she has some sort of hardasha that she's not sure about, let's say she had a bad dream, and she thinks she had a hardasha while she was sleeping, and she's not sure, so we say, Azoi Vait, so far we're not going to go. We don't say that, oh, since it's Hardasha is a Chashash Daraisa, oh, so she had Hardasha while she was dreaming, so Safik Daraisa L'Chumra? No. We're not going to take the Chumra of the Shema Sedeshin to such an extent that if she's not sure if she had the Hardasha or not, she's still going to be considered Tameya. Those are all clearly on the Mamre Kamos from this morning. Those are five exceptions that even if we would hold of the Shema Sedeshin L'Maisa, we could still be able to solve. But it's funny. We mentioned that in Simitruf Peches, despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch is a little bit hard to read, it's quite clear that the Shulchan Aruch, as he does in Simitruf Tzadi, and the Rama, both hold of the Yisod of the Shema Sedeshin. They both hold that a Hardasha without Dam would be Tameya. Who disagrees with the Rama and says that a Hardasha without Dam is Tahora? None other than the Rama. The Rama in Darkei Moshe, as it goes to the tour, says this translation is ridiculous. What do you mean? Hardash, the choshesh for Hardash without dam? We do not do. Lamaisa, the Darkei Moshe, does not quote himself in Ramah. He does seem, not only in Simitruf Tzadi, does he seem to be silent and not say anything, But in Simchat Pinchas, he does support the Tirsa Deshen. If the Rama would be silent, it's a question which we'll see again, Be'ezrat Hashem, in Hilchos Nida. It's a big shaila. Let's say the Beis Yosef, if Beis Yosef says something, then in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't say that. He just is more Mekatzer. Do we presume he meant for you to be Ma'ayin in the Beis Yosef and you just was saying a Bekitzer in the Shulchan Aruch? Or no, he's actually Chozer. Similarly, the Rama, when the Rama says something in the Darkei Moshe and doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, does that mean he's Chozer? Or no, he's just writing in Bekitzer. But when I say here, it's not a mystery. The Darkei Moshe Mefurish in Rama, in Simchat Pinchas, does defend the translation and would be Choshesh for it. Says Rav Avadia, since you have Achronim L'kan, Achronim like the first Rama, like the Darkei Moshe that disagrees with the translation, Achronim like the last Rama that does indeed hold like the translation, the woman has a Hargasha without Dam, and she's not in the category of these exceptions that would make her Tahora. She should go to the mikvah without a bracha. Because of the suffix. But Lamaisa, this whole discussion is not going to be a Lamaisa anyway. Because Bizman Azeh, we have enough of a problem without having Hardasha, we don't know what Hardasha means. So happy have a short session if we don't have Hardasha altogether. So this is Halacha Lamaisa, below Lamaisa. This is never Hardasha, Bukhlal.
The Darkei
Moshe itself doesn't actually refer to his speech, just leaves it to Sarim. Yeah, okay, right. He's. Okay, so he's. So you're saying it's more of a. He's disagreeing, but it seems like it would lend itself more to understand why in the Ramah he does indeed pass in that way, because he didn't even disagree with Amri, he just is massive on the translation. It's a little bit. The next few Sif Imam Shulchan Aruch continue to the world famous Sif, Siman Kuf Sadi Sif Katan Hay. There's a Kula, says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Sadi Sif Katan Hay. Lo gazru ala kesem ela im kein yesh bro tudris v'od. There is no problem of ksamim unless the kesem. Kesem of course means again, dam shalab hardasha. If the dam shalab hardasha came on something which is the size of a dris or more. What's the dris? This is a machlokas throughout the generations. The postgim and the milstok has a long discussion as to what the sheer dris is exactly. And in the early Achronim, the Mil Tzedakah and the Achronim earlier than us, give shiurim in terms of different European coins, Polish coins, other coins that they had. We have the same Misora nowadays as well, to an extent. We presume, Mederech Klal, Minig America is to presume that the shiur dris is the size of a penny. It used to be people actually cared about pennies, so then people had pennies in their pockets. Now we don't really care about pennies anymore. Most of us would walk down the street and see a penny and say, that's cute. A kid would pick that up if the kid saw it. A nice shiny penny. But we just walk by because what's a penny worth, unfortunately, nowadays? So Lamaisa, it's worth a penny. But Lamaisa, what's it really worth? Although Rav Willard did point out that Bizman Azeh pennies are better. 2 years ago, when we did Mechiras Chametz, Rav Willard usually has a lot of Rabbanan who comes together to Mechiras Chametz. So 2 years ago, Rav Willard did research. He found that based on the price of silver, a penny was not even a pruta. So usually, we represent a lot of different Mechiros, a penny for each different part of Chametz, the Chametz and the Chatzer. But Lamaisa, Rav Willard did the math and he found that he had needed to do 2 pennies to be worth a pruta based on the price of silver. But Baruch Hashem, with the recession, the price of silver went down again. So 1 penny covered the sheer pruta from Mechiras Chametz. So it seems like a penny now is worth a pruta, if you do the math. But Lamaisa, no one cares about pennies. So nowadays, they're running to have pennies in their pockets just to make sure they have something to measure the sheer dris against. Because by and large, we presume that it's the sheer penny. Some presume maybe it's a dime, which is a little bit of a chumrah. Others presume big kula, it's the size of a quarter. But this machlokas already predates America. Predates American currency, certainly predates America. This is the discussion in the poster. How do you determine exactly the size of a dris, which we determine? We be there, presume, is a penny.
The smallest coin is 10 men.
But it's not exactly based on the smallest coin.
Huh?
It's not based on the smallest coin per se. It's a size, which happens to be a size of a coin that exists. It's not like other times, like Matzah Shekel is half of the coin, which was Nafutz. And this din of a dris being the benchmark for Kesem has its source in the Mishnah and the Gemara we saw. The Gemara says, why are we gozer only on the sheer dris of Ode? Because of something which is a little bit unpleasant. Because Malcholos, they're headlice. Body lice that were often found. And since body lice were found all over in the days of Chazal, imagine what happens. You tell a person, every drop of blood is a problem on any beged, then the Nora says, you never have a woman's tahara labayla, because everyone has drops of blood on their clothing because they have lice that get smushed. You sit down, you kill some lice. Stand up, you step on some lice. You lie down on some lice. Hopefully you don't, but in theory, one does. It's not so pleasant to think about. It says the Gemara, that's why we had to make some sort of shear. So a gris is a pretty good way of saying that you're not going to be involved in macholos anymore, in body lice. The problem is, bizman hazeh baruch Hashem, we have quite different conditions than those of earlier days in Klal Yisrael. And it's hard to say macholos is metsuya. We don't have bugs nowadays. So l'chora, we should say, that if there's a chesem, even the size of, of a pinhead, it should be a problem. This is not a chok. Chazal didn't say there's a din, macholos, that the sheer dris is what we're goes around for some and nothing more than that. No, nothing less than that. Chazal said, because macholos, but Zana said there's lack of macholos, l'chora we should say, there's a major problem with needing to have a chesem, even a size of a culture. What does Shulchan Aruch say about that? Look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Sif Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo gozru ala kesem, elim ten yesh bo kudris va'od. They were not gozer on a kesem, unless it has more than the size of a dris. What does it sound like to you? Does the Shulchan Aruch maintain, depends on what time you live? No. What do you think, Adam? That's the pashas. That's what it sounds like from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. This is the din. Lo gozer. They were not gozer in such a situation. However, the dream stops there. Because if you continue after the Ramah, our hopes are dashed, it sounds like. V'chol zman, says the Shulchan Aruch, after the Ramah, it picks up again. She'ein bo kizeh hashir, anuto en lomer dam kinahu, af afi shul hadrakina. Because if there's anything less than that, it's not like Adam said it's a gzeira. This lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, the Seifa, sounds like it's saying there's a reason. We presume it's a dam kina, but as long as there's no kina, we're in serious trouble. This machlokes, which we are saying is really the ratio of the Seifa of the Shulchan Aruch, is a machlokes mitad misdina for many, many years as to how to understand the din. Do we say that bizman hazeh, that there's no machlokes, a woman is tahora, even if it's less than a dris, or no, there's no machlokes, there's no reason to be tahora, she should be tameya. Firstly, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch himself comes to answer this problem. The very end of Sif Hei is, what if you have a splat the size of my watch face, bigger than Macholos? Do we say that she should be Tahara? Pashup Shat? No way. Bigger than the size of a penny, bigger than the size of a quarter. But says Shulchan Aruch, Im nizdamin lo gris yoser gadol mizeh, Hashir, Mishar, and Bo. If you have a dris means a barley grain bigger than the shear the Shulchan Aruch tells us. You have very big barley grains, then you're allowed to say that chsamim are tahorim until they're the size of a bigger barley grain. Dris can be huge. Whatever the size of dris is, that's the size that you measure for kesem. Rabosai, if the whole idea of a kesem is that we base it on macholos, just because the barley is bigger, what does that have to do with macholos? We understand the way this came. There are macholos around. Chazal said, we don't tell you to take a louse and measure it. Instead we say, measure barley seeds, because there are klal, barley drain, a drain of barley is around the same size as macholos. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a really big barley grain, you can use that instead. Already, that seems to be telling us that this whole idea is dafka a din. Chazal said, whatever the size gris is, whatever the size of a barley drain is, that's the size that you have to, that you're going to be dozer. If it's not sheer gris, you're not going to be dozer. L'chora. Because it's not like that. The Taz. The Taz right here explains what Pshat is. Says the Taz. Sifton Zion, it's probably really the Prisha in Sifton Ches. Prisha on the Torah says the same idea as the Taz. Derminan, the Efshad Yesh Kina Yosef Gedola. If you presume that your grisim are very, very big, then you presume that your kinim are very, very big. Says the Taz, there's no lamdas here. Because our doja based upon a dris is usually the same size as a kina, as a macholas. And if your dris is big, your dris and macholas are big. That means you probably don't want to live there. But lamaisa, if you have drisim that are very big, then you can have macholas the size of cicadas. Says the Taz, there's really no lamdas. It's just Chazal made a hierarchy, usually you presume there's a connection. However, if you look in the Tur quotes this din from the Ramban, and the Rashba quotes it from the Ravid as well. Both of the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba from the Ravid, do not say this reason of the Taz. They just say the din. In Mizamal Adris Yosirodo Mizeh, Mizeh Ashir, you Mishar based on that Dris. So it's unclear. In the Rishonim, who don't say the Taz is Oisphere, the Taz is continuation, that it's a din dafka because we presume there's a Macholas and Dris, they're both the same size, it's possible to say. It's a very strong conjecture to say that no, the whole idea, like Adam said, was the Pashu Shat Shulchan Aruch. It's a din. And therefore Chazal said, we don't care that the fact we originally made this din based upon Macholas. What was the barometer we used to measure the size of Macholas? Dris. If you live in a town that the Dris is very big, even though the Macholas could be tiny, it's still going to be based upon a Shear Dris, which is going to be a din to Shear as opposed to a Tliya. Unclear. Again, the Taz would say not like that. But it sounds like that could be the Pashas in the way the original sources, the Ramban, the Rashbam, and the Ravid, that would say it's a din, not just a tliya, based upon the fact that there are machos that are around.
Can you make it sound like, if you find, like, are we talking about, like, you have to find a gris, like, this is, like, the size of a gris in general and given area? It makes it sound like if you find, like, one freaky gris, it's like...
Okay, you have to ask yourself what exactly the percentage is. But either way, the Taz does say it means that we presume that if you find a freaky dris, then you presume you couldn't find freaky dris.
Like, it wouldn't be like if somebody found one, like, here's what the other guy's kind of thing.
Right, Mistamanat. One of the world tastes, right. For the show, make show drisim. Probably not. But that's. So it's still. We still are unclear what the din of macholos is. Bisman is there. Do we presume that since there's no macholos, we should say we throw the book at some are still very seriously. Machmir or no? Bisman is there. Even though there's no macholos, it's really a din. It's not a tliya. Even if there's no macholos, we don't care. Michael.
Wouldn't you say that the general tliya, right? Well, all of the nation, the we see in the shofar, all the din that we want to have is that we always have this tliya. Therefore, when shirim change, so we have a larger tliya. That the din that they establish is only a viewer,
So I think you're 100% right. We'll hold off in a few minutes, and I think that what you're saying is 100% correct. Another source that seems to be problematic with Zman Hazeh is the Yireyim. The Yireyim, quoted B'Kitun in Pisklei Tshuva Sifkat and Tess, says that, you know, it's very hard nowadays to measure the Shear Dris. Says the Yireyim, Anam Levatim Shear Dris. So, since we don't know what a dris is nowadays, it's very hard to know what the size of a dris is. Like the Akram tried to figure out what the size of a dris is. Lamaisa, since we don't know what the size of a dris is, Mamela, we have no choice but to actually go back to Machos itself.
Do we know what it's dris today?
Sure, the Riyam says it's hard to know what the size exactly is.
No,
I don't know. So says the Pesach Shuvah from the Yireyim, you have to be very machmir on the chesamim based upon your own understanding. She'ein dam macholos rabba. There's not that much dam macholos. So what's the Yireyim telling us? He's saying we lost the bridge. It used to be macholos to dris to kesem. Now we don't have the bridge of dris, so you have to go back to the real din of macholos. See how much macholos dam there is. It sounds like from the Yireyim, especially the way the Pesach Shuvah quotes the continuation of the Yireyim, which does not exist in our Yireyim Hashanah that we have, but the next few words, you have to be very careful to know exactly if it looks like the size Pitola in. It sounds from the Yireyim that the Yireyim is telling us, if there's no dris, go back to Macholos. And Macholos need to be determined, each person in their own town, what the Macholos is. Very tightly related to a Tliya, not just a Din. That's what it sounds like from Pashas of the Yireyim. Ellie?
Mathematically, shouldn't the size of the Rizk be larger than the size of the Elisa? It's one that's three-dimensional.
It means the Dam of... The Dam of...
When the Dam is projected on its two-dimensional surface, it's going to be larger than the actual thing, because the Dam isn't on a two-dimensional.
So you smash the machalas and see if the dam looks like the shudris.
So shouldn't we use the
betula for
anything larger than the size of the
lice? Means the size of the amount. So we're really speaking in shorthand. We're not really concerned about the size of a louse under the microscope. We're concerned about the size of the dam the louse is going to produce. Right, but l'chora, it has to be the dam. You're right, tzidur ha'ara. So we have, so Natan's very right that we have shirim that are very precise for pishpesh, for other types of bugs, for bed bugs, for other things that then it depends. Then Chazal said you have to know your children or not. If you have, let's say you went cicada hunting, so you go outside in the summer, kids like doing this sometimes too. Adults, except for extreme nature lovers, it's not the most pleasant thing to be doing to catch cicadas and put them, let's say, in a jar. They're pretty big and they make a lot of noise. You know, the cicadas are those things that go hear them in the trees sometimes. So those are pretty big. If someone knows that he's squashed a cicada, then of course you can be told it's a much bigger size. The Shulchan Aruch does say that if you have something bigger, you can be told only if you know about it. The question is, what about something which is understood? Even if, without knowing about it, we can make it all together. The gris, is that going to work or not? So we have two basic approaches in the Achronim, both of which say, halacha l'maisa, we are machriya, that the shudris is a din, not a tzriya. It's not based upon the existence of macholos b'zvanazeh, it's a tzriya. The most famous is that of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer quoted B'Kitzer in Epistle Tshuva, Sivkat Nyud, says the following lamdus. There was a very beautiful family in Klal Yisrael, the Ravid family. It's a little confusing because there are three Ravids. Ravid number one, as the historians call him, Ra'abad 1, Ra'abad 2, Ra'abad 3. Ra'abad 1 wrote a sefer of Mesorah, a historical sefer. But Ra'abad 2, the second Ravid, also known as Avram Avbezdin, decided that his daughter should marry none other than a person whose name was Ravid. So imagine when they had Hanukkah parties, the family. So they had Ravid 1 and Ravid 2, the same family. Ra'abad 2, the Ra'avad, Rav Avram Avbezdin, was the father-in-law, and his daughter married the Ravid. The Ravid Ba'al HaSagos, what they call the post, what the historians call Ra'abad 3, the Ba'al HaSagos, the famous Ravid that we know. So the Rav Avram Avbezdin, number 2, wrote a sefer called Sefer Eshkol. There's a machlokas, historically, there's two different versions of Sefer Eshkol, which is the right one. There's one which is printed in Europe, known as Orbach's version. There's another one printed in Eretz Israel known as Albach's version. Albach maintains in his Avdama that Orbach is just ridiculous. It's really, might be a nice sefer from the Rishonim, but it's not the Ravid. It's not even Avram Avbezdin. But what's interesting is that Albach didn't put out, it seems, the whole Sefer Eshtol. He put out parts that he found. So there are certain parts that he found which exist in Albach's. Maybe Albach would say, should contradict those that it says in Orbach. But some things that Albach has don't exist in Albach at all. So maybe in the real Sefer Eshtol, they exist as well. For example, Hilchos Nida, I don't think it exists at all. It's very, very short in Albach's version, and it's a little longer in Orbach's version. So it's possible that even if Orbach's version is really not totally the Ravid, but at least some of it's from the Rebbe Avraham Avbezdin, and Albach doesn't have any version which contradicts it. Well, the Maisa, the Rebbe Avraham Avbezdin is in Sefer Eshtol, and this Rebbe Avraham Avbezdin is quoted in the Rishonim, quotes that the Rif himself left out half of Hilchos Nida. The Rif would not have begun Tina Kolal yet. He left it all Chassamim. All Hilchos Chassamim, first 2 weeks of the Zman, Hardoshos, Chassamim, don't exist in the Rif. He said the Rif mysteriously left out half of Hilchos Nida. What's Pshat? Says the Ravid, Avram Avizim, I'll tell you Pshat. It's possible the Pshat in the Rif is that the Rif understands that there's no problem of chassamim b'zman hazeh. What made Chazal be gozer? The strange din. We want to be machmer on women and make them tameos in more situations? What about the fact that we know poskim are always trying to make women more tahara l'baleihin? They try to be makel on Hilchos Nida. All of a sudden, Chazal trying to be machmer on Hilchos Nida? What's pshat? Says the Ravino Avram Avbezdin l'chora, pshat was, the Rif understood, that we know the din is mekar mekamotame. dam that comes out from the makor is dam tummy. So if a woman has dam on a beged, the beged's tummy. Imagine the chaos that would exist if we made dam on a beged tummy, but made a woman tahara. People would get confused. They'd say, I know there are certain times that I'm tameya. I call that anida. I call that zava. But certain times my beged is tameya, but I'm still tahara. And since people got so confused, Chazal said, as far as a din, if a woman has a beged which is tameya, in order for her not to forget that the beged is tameya, she's tameya as well. But says the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin in the Rif, when does this idea apply? Only when Tumah V'Tahara were nafut. When we had the chumras of Tumah V'Tahara, we were zochah to have these dinim. Then we say, oh, the woman has a beged which is tameya, she's going to be in trouble. If she has a beged tameya, but she's going to perhaps overlook that because she knows she's tahara, she'll say, nah, the beged I'll just throw in the garbage. It's a serious problem. We said we better make them not only the beged tameya, which is the dimin haTorah, is the woman tameya, which is the dimin drabanu. But says the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin, the Rif understood, b'zman hazeh, l'davoneinu l'tzareinu. But I would understand a rabbin, we don't have Tumah V'Tahara. We're not Zoche to be so concerned about what the din of a beged is. So, Kemish Nafal Yisod, Nafal Abinyin. There's no reason Mizman is altered to have the Chumras of Chesamim. Because no motivation of Chesamim is to have the Chumras of Chesamim to the beged of the Isha. But since there's no Chumras of Mizman on the beged, we don't care about the beged, the woman can be brought back to becoming Tahara. There's nothing to talk about altogether. And says the Avraham Abezdin, he thinks that's pshat in the Rif. Comes along the Ravid, family feud, and says it's not true. I think you're wrong. It's clear in the Gemara, as it seems like, says the Ravid, quoting his father-in-law, that it's not true. That Lamaisa, it seems from the Gemaras, we saw some of the Gemaras in our Kesem, that it applies even to Mizman Hazeh. It's not only didn't make Tumah V'Tahara. It's the question of who's right. But the Yisod of the Avraham Abezdin, which he used to explain the Rif, does have echoes in other Rishonim as well. Both the Rashba and the Ran explain at the Zainam and Beis on the Marmar Kamos that there's a reason. The reason for Chazal to be Mekil and say that we're only gozer chesamim on a beged from the Kabbal Tzumah b'zman hazeh, even b'zman hazeh, is for the same reason as the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin. Why was Chazal saying that chesamim only exists on Dabar Rosh Hashanah Kabbal Tzumah? Says the Ran, says the Rashba. Because fundamentally, the yisod of chesamim was as a chumra for taros. We don't want the woman to get confused. If the yisod of the chumra is then only in taros, mamela, if this is davar she'eino mekabel tuma, there's nothing to talk about. What do you mean, since the beged is tamei, then the woman's tameya? The beged star. The beged star, certainly the woman should be tahara. Says the Ran and the Rashba, even if you, they don't quote the Ravid, even if you don't like this Ran from Abezdin, that says that we can be doka all come as man hazeh, there's one thing that we have, there's a vestige of this idea that we do have, which is the chazal only goes there a dover makabal tuma, because dover makabal tuma can create a problem for the woman if she forgets, and therefore we make her tameya as well. But if the whole dover is not makabal tuma altogether, then there's no reason to make the woman tameya, what a bitara. Says the Ran and the Rashba, halacha l'maisa, the reason we're goes there only on Dover Mekabel Tumah is for the very same reason as the Ravid, even though they, according to the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin, in the Rif, we should be Dover all from Mopida. They're not going to go that far. But the Yisod is the same Yisod. We're only Dozer on something which could have a problem as far as Tumah V'Tahara. Memela, we're Dozer to the Isha. But if there's no problem on that thing itself, the Beged, for Tumah V'Tahara, we're not going to Dozer on the Isha, Bichlal. Says the Chasam Sofer, with his background, we have the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin, and then we have, he doesn't quote the Ran and the Rashba, that says the same idea, that we're only gozer on a kesem if there's a problem for Tumah V'Tahara, not just for Issur V'Heter, that with Ora, we can use this idea to solve the problem of Chasamim and Macholos as well. We hold L'maisa. Not like the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin. We all do have a problem with chesamim b'zman hazeh. So where did we go wrong? Doesn't the Rebbe Avraham Abezdin make sense? Shouldn't we say that we're only gozer atu Tumah V'Tahara, and if there's no Tumah V'Tahara, there's no chesamim b'zman hazeh altogether? Why would we not say that? Pashut answer. What's the pashut answer? Ein bezdin yachal v'vata debei bezdin chaveru. We can't just change things. We don't just snap our fingers and change halacha. So fundamentally, we should say there's no such thing as chesamim b'zman hazeh. If there's no tumah v'tara, there's no chesamim. But l'maisa, we can't do that. We can't just change it. But says the Chasam Sofer, if we say that the whole yisod of chesamim is only based on the way Chazal made it, will chumra mean it only exists nowadays because we can't change the fact that it was made out of tumah v'tara? We should say it l'chumra as well. Chazal goes there only on a machoes, on a size of less, more than a dris, because of machoes. So we can't change it. You want to say we should change it? Then change it, get rid of chesamim altogether. Elamai, we don't change it. Why don't we change it? Because we don't change, then we shouldn't change anything. We should say that the din of chesamim exists the exact way Chazal instituted it. The way Chazal instituted it was that they didn't change the idea of chesamim. They didn't make the idea of chesamim anything less than the shear of udris. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to be made to them, you make to Lodamri. Elamai, we're being machmir and say that we don't change. If we don't change, we should not change the chal.
So we use... also machol.
The same thing machol, exactly, the same idea. That is the yisod of the Chasam Sofer. But the Chasam Sofer is presuming a dangerous presumption. He's presuming like the writer that says that we're only dozer atzut tumah v'tara, it's just that we didn't change things. What if you maintain like the writer that says that no, some would not be dozer tumah v'tara, some exist even nowadays, perhaps it's a problem. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I can out chasam sofer, chasam sofer. Says Rav Moshe, I'm going to put together three different dinim that fundamentally should not exist as man hazeh. And they still exist. And with those dinim, I will prove to you that we have, within the idea of chesamim, dinim as opposed to tlios. Number one, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we have the concept of sheer gris, it seems, even in a situation where we know it came midrufa. Dam levade came midrufa, that was found on the outside, but Zvadim Midrufa, we still are willing to say, we have the tool of gris. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? The whole idea of Machalas is only because it might have been Machalas. If this is Biyadua Shibba Midrufa, how can we say this is a din of Machalas? Even if we know it came from her, we know it's not a Machalas. Still, she's Torah. Assumption number one, says Rav Moshe. We'll see in a second. That's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says, assumption number one, we are Mako in a situation where she knows, let's say she found it, not that she did Vedika internally. Vedika internally talked about perhaps the Hardasha. But if there's no Hardasha, she has done that she knows Temi Gufa, we're still Mako on the Shir Dris. Number one. Number two, says Rav Moshe, what about Bodka Karka Olam? If she found it on Dabashin Makabal Tuma, even though we know it's Midrufa, we're still Mako. Why? Clearly, Dershin Makabal Tuma is a din. And number three says, Rav Moshe, if she found Macholas, even if we know there's no Macholas around, we're still Matal because Chesamim are a din. So says Rav Moshe again, three dinim, all interwoven together, that prove to us that Chesamim are based upon a din rather than a tliya. Number one, we say that if she has dam, that she's Yodua Midrufa, we're still willing to be Matal. Up to the sheer gris. Yidum Yidufa. Number two, if we have Dabashin and Kabbalatumah, even though we know it's Midrufa. Because Chazal Renard goes there, it's a din in such a situation on Dabashin and Kabbalatumah. And number three, if we have a Macholas free world, there's no Macholas, we still are going to say that she's Tahora because Chazal Renard goes there unless in the sheer gris. Those are the three cases Rav Moshe puts together. Which is the most partial of those three cases? Which is one that everyone would agree to. The Kabbalatumah. And we're talking about that's a Gemara. That even if we know it's Midrufa, even though we talk about the Sidra Tari that says maybe we presume Labat Toshapir, we presume that Parshat Pshat is even if you know it's Midrufa, Chazam and Adrozer, unless then something which is. Chazam and Adrozer on anything which is not with Kabbalatumah. However, the other two are very serious Shilas. But before we see the Shilas, says Ramosha, Lamaisa, I'm willing to be Makil. Both are the case of Macholas, in a Macholas free world, we're Makil. Says Macholas, and if you do a Midrufa, we're Makil, we presume it's not going to be a problem anyway. Says Rav Moshe, and I'm doing even more than the Chasam Sofer, because Chasam Sofer fundamentally presumes the only reason we're Makil is because there's no Tumah V'Tara. What says Rav Moshe? What would you do if we result of Mary Ben Mikdash Be'ez Hashem? We have Tumah V'Tahara back again. What would be the din, according to Chasam Sofer, if Be'ez Hashem, we should see today the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, so we map it on Tumah V'Tahara, but we know there's still no drissim nowadays. We have very sanitary conditions, no more drissim. What should be the halacha, according to Chasam Sofer? What would we say? It's a problem. Because now the Tumah V'Tahara go back, then, you can't say it's only that we don't change things because things exist now. Now we have Tumah V'Tahara, some of them are B'tokvam, some of them should exist because they should really exist. Because Tumah V'Tahara exists, then you can't be made to on a Shir Dris anymore. But says Rav Moshe, no, I don't need this idea from Sofer Tumah V'Tahara. I hold to Din. Din means because our only dozer are less than the Shir, more than the Shir Dris. There's less than a Dris, we don't have a problem altogether. Nothing to talk about. Says Rav Moshe, I'm made to Ledami. This is Rav Moshe writes Halacha Maisa. It's a very beautiful tshuva. Chayudim Osim Menavav. Rav Moshe writes Halacha Maisa. We can be mekel on those cases. Again, if it's Yudumi Gufa, or if it's a case where Bisman is dead, there's no Macholas.
How come he doesn't bring on the case of Gadim Tzivonim?
It's a good question. So what about another case, Lechora?
Which is like a din.
So it's unclear. We'll talk about Bezin Hashem. It's hard. It might be Macholas, it's not very possible exactly. What colors Tzivonim include, maybe as far as if it's din or not. It's a very good question.
Why does the
Chasam Sofer say differently? When the Chasam Sofer was that Bizman ha Gemara that we had, it was Ot Tumah V'Tahara. So once you have Tumah V'Tahara, then the reason for something makes sense now. So then we could say that we're totally, it depends if there's Macholos or not. It's only that nowadays, if there's no Tumah V'Tahara, so the whole idea of Chasam is really just a Gzeira, so it has the exact same Gzeira it had then.
Maybe.
So that's a fantastic point. This year, twice we go back between, if using the red Shulchan Aruch, between two different chalakim, it's not so pasha. They divide it up. Back in the very, very beginning, Simon Tuk Pei Gimel. Chelek Aleph. Shulchan Aruch is very enigmatic. So the Shulchan Aruch, a very strange din. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tuf, Fedimel, Sif Aleph, famous din, Ishu Shias Adam Mekara, Ben Ronis, Ben Ratzon, Tmeya, says the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simon Tuf, Fedimel, Afil Bo Rasa, El Es Tifas Dam Kechardo, Yosheva Salav Shivin Atiyim. Even if she has a tiny bit of blood, she's Tmeya. The Chorin Ravadu, what do you mean, even if she has a tiny bit of blood, she's Tmeya? Why should that be? Even if she has a tiny bit of blood. With Ora, we said that if we're talking about a woman who has a hardasha, then indeed she's Tameya. But if she has no hardasha, she's Tahara. So we can't say across the board that whenever a woman has Kiva's Dam, she's Tahara. No. She's Tameya. Depends if there's hardasha or not. So Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, if she has only Tipas Dam Kechardo, she's Tameya. L'chora, that's not so pasha. When is she going to have Tipas Dam, then she's Tameya? If there's Tipas Dam with Haradasha, then she's Tameya. But if there's Tipas Dam without Haradasha, what's the din? We just saw in Simatruf Sadi Sif, hey, Tipas Dam without Haradasha, she is Tahara. So here we have Machoka, bin Machoka Sachronim, how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Does Shulchan Aruch mean that she's Tameya with Tipas Dam Kechardol only if there's a Hardasha? Or do we say that no, she's Tameya if it's Yadua Shabami Gufa even without Hardasha? What's Pshat in Shulchan Aruch? Does it mean that she's Tameya when it's less than a Chardol in all situations that you know it's Migufa? Or do we say no, she's only Tameya Tiva Dam Kechardol if there's a Hardasha? Because Shulchan Aruch can't mean in face value. It can't mean that in every case of Nida she's Tameya, even if it's Tibus HaMashiach Chardol, it has to be something added. Doesn't mean that Shulchan Aruch is adding the Rabbanon that we say she's Tameya, even if it's Midrufa, if you know it's Midrufa, even if it's less than a dris. Or do we say no? She's Tameya only in a situation where she is going to have a Hardasha, if it's even a tiny bit. So the Dilui Marsha here quotes, Osbeis, I mean, Rabbanan Tameya Afi Shul Hardisha, Af Pefachas Midris, Kevin Diodas Shiyotza Midrufa. He quotes the Tracy Placey. The Rebbe Yonah says Machmir, that says Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that Af Afi Shul Hardisha, if there's no Hardasha and there's still Dam that's Tameya even Pefachas Midris, why should that be? How do you have a case where a woman has Hardasha, no Hardasha, and she's still Tameya, what's in Midris? Says the Tracy Placey, if Yodua, the Dam came in the Korah, then she's Tameya, even if the Dam is less than a dris. But Teres HaShamim, others say no. Come on, what are you talking about? No, the only reason the Shulchan Aruch says we're Machmir on less than a dris is if there's a Hardasha. But if there's no Hardasha, she's Tareh L'Gamri. How do we pass it in? This is a major malfocus, contemporary postum. If we have Dam Biyodua Sheba Midrufa, like most Dam might be Bizman Azeh, arguably. Dam Biyodua Sheba Midrufa, do we say, by Tadilian Marsha, that if it's Yodua Sheba Midrufa, then she's Tameya even less than a dris? Or no, if it's Hardasha, then she's Tameya less than a dris. But Yodua Sheba Midrufa, as long as it's a Kesem, a Kesem is a Kesem is a Kesem, Chazawa never goes there unless in a dris, end of story. Had Rav Moshe presumed clearly, Rav Moshe presumed, not like the Tracy Placey. Rav Moshe presumed, like the Teres HaShamim and others, like the Miltzdaka perhaps, like others, that say that the whole idea of dris is in every situation, even if you know it's midrufa. As long as you see it outside of her body, then it's going to be a case where she's Tara. And that's where Rav Moshe says those two cases go in tandem. If it's a case where you know it's midrufa, and it's less than a dris, she's Tahara. Who are then if you have no machalos? She's Torah, because they're both a din. However, Rav Yashiv, quoting the Mishmaris HaTara, is very concerned. He finds it hard to be made to Lamaisa, like Rav Moshe. He says, no, there are other Chachamim that seem to say, like the Tracy Placey, that if we have a case where it's Biyodua Shebami Mekorah, even if it's less than a dris, we don't have to be Machmir. It's Macholkas, so it's important to point out Rav Moshe's Raya to himself. But the fact that we're Maitil on less than a dris, even if it's Yodubim Makorah, proves that even if there's no Macholas for Maitil, is not necessarily true, because the first Yisod, the Rav Moshe presumes the Rav Pashut, is not undenomin. It's not something which is accepted with Kul Yalma. However, Lamaisa, how do we pass it in? Unumain Lana Rav Moshe. Lamaisa, what would we say in such a situation? Minuk Mari Hara is that we would say, we are Maitil, even if it's Yodubim Shabam Yidrufa, like most cases of Ksamim, we're Maitil, even if it's less than a dris, because we don't usually hold this Tracy Placey. Ah, yeah, Bedika. Bedika is a tough situation. We pointed out, in theory, we should really be Maitil even with a Bedika, because if there's no Hardasha Bizman Azeh, then even Bedika. Well, Bedika creates a Chashash Hardasha, but if there's no Hardasha to talk about, so even Bedika should be okay. If you put together Rav Moshe that says that even if you do a Midrufa, we're not going to listen to Driss, and we presume that now there's no Hardasha, so even a Bedika would be no Hardasha, we should be Maitil, right? Woman that people get upset about. When women come up to Rabbanim and say, that I had a bedikah cloth, but it was very small. So I just threw it out and asked the shayla, and Rabbanu say, what do you mean you threw out it's very small? Aye, it's a bedikah, you can't be Maitil. So Lamaisa, we would have thought to say, like these women. If you put together last week's discussion and today's discussion, that Rav Moshe says, anything less than a dris you can be Maitil on, even if it's Yudom Yidrufa. And the fact that a bedikah is no worse than a chesem, because there's no hardasha bizman azeh, then the chorah, those women are right. But Lamaisa, they're not right, because we presume that even though we don't understand it exactly, we would not be willing to be made on a case of Bedikah's aid. We presume that a Bedikah is a problem in a Torah. It is a Chash HaDrasha. And therefore, even though if the Dam came Midrufa and it's outside, where Maitel, Rav Moshe says, less than a sheer dris, we're Maitel on anything which is not a dris, but Lamaisa to say that if it's a Bedikah, it's a very, very, very serious child. Eitan.
As far as the crazy case, when he says, that means it's bad, that means it's bad. The Elisha is having to treat it as a Kesem, and therefore you still have the rules of Tavonim and Darshan and Al-Tar.
No, so it could be, you still have...
I mean, just...
Right.
Like a
test. Yes, like a testament.
Still have...
Right. We'll see that in Shulchan Aruch. There's much more...
So, even if you say, it's not as if you assume all that in the group, but if it's still on Tavonim, it's not like that.
Yes, you would not get rid of those. Right, you would not get rid of those rules.
And also, if you say, like, you said, like, you're about to have that rational of comma, then maybe, why would you have to say that you presume that all that is not as if you move, because...
Possible, right? It's possible that you say Yudua means, like we put it in Siddur Torah in the very first or second shir, that Yudua means she has to really know beyond the shadow of a doubt, and then Ol Dam would not be a problem nowadays. Yes, you could say that.
What's the Rosh Hashanah?
It's a din. He says all a din. Well, he's makart. If he, which part? The Macholas. Well, Torah Shomer already says. Torah Shomer in Sifron Aleph already says, not like the Tracy place. And he says we're making because you do me gufa because I'm not closer in such a situation. That's not. Rav Moshe just right. The Rav Moshe seems to push it. Rav Moshe, as you saw, clearly is that it's a din. It's a din, not a tliya. Ellie. Why? No, I was saying that was not Rav Moshe. I was saying according to what we presume that Bizman Azed there's no Hargasha. Right, so we would never say that Lamaisa there's no Hargasha to say that B'dikah should be okay. It should come out in theory. We have a lot of problems. There's no one's ever needed in a Torah Bizman Azed, and therefore you can do B'dikah with the. Yeah, all those problems which exist, for sure. Kohar Dharma would be okay. If you get rid of Hargashas, then you get rid of even B'dikah Frozen being a problem here, which we're not willing to say. I'm just saying in theory, we could say that, and then maybe these girls are big theorists. But Lamaisa, it's wrong. Halacha Lamaisa, we can't say that. You can't say that because less than a because it's there's no Hardasha that we should say from Yemekel.
Yeah, we have stars. Why we don't say that, or it's something we don't
do? It's a big mystery. It's hard to know what shot is. Why, if there's no Hardasha, that was last week's discussion. If there's no Hardasha, it's not as this, so how could something mimic Hardasha if there's no Hardasha altogether? So there's some that say it's a low plug, but if you look carefully, it seems that there is no source to this idea of being a low plug. I don't think. I don't see any source to the idea of being a low plug, because there's no Zera, these are all just practical concerns. We presume women have mixed state and hardashos, but there's no gzera, because I'll never say with the power vested in us, we say where those are these situations and problems. Because I said in all three cases, we are it's a considered chash hardasha, but I don't know of any time we find this low plug. So I don't understand. So it's a problem. Again, we wouldn't be made to lemais on the problem, it's just a theoretical problem. Around a month ago, I was at a wedding in the most popular, beautiful wedding hall. The Northeast, 600 Romer Avenue, Tenneth, New Jersey. So I came in, I thought it was so nice to see so many people here in June for the Kollel already, early June, and I realized it was still a month before, it was really for the Chasen's Tish. And when they cleared up the Chasen's Tish and they already had the meal, I couldn't resist coming in a little bit, doing need a little bit, at least to just whet my appetite for starting the Kollel. It was already June, we started in June, so I came in, I took out Taras Tobias, I started reading Ravadi on Ksamim a little bit. I sat in the corner, and I was reading Rav Shur was a few seats over, and I was thinking about this idea, and I was thinking it over again, I thought you could say like you said before, Michael, L'chor, you could say, aside from the idea of the Ksam Sofer, aside from Rav Moshe, we could say that in reality, Bizman Azeh, Ksamim are really just Tliyos. There's no new din. If one wants to be minimalist and say there's no new din of Tliya, there's no din of Machos being a din of Zanat. It could be Machos of the Tliya. But Rabosai, you saw already Gemara's talk about it. Let's say a woman finds dam on her garment and she thinks maybe it might be blood from the Shrita, that she witnessed. When did she say that it's dam from Shrita? Only if she knows she went to Shrita today. She was in the Chulin Kollel and they had a demonstration of Shrita, she can be told that it was considered Shrita. But if she just says, you know, maybe since I'm in New Jersey and somewhere upstate New Jersey they have place to do shrita, so therefore maybe this comes from that, we'd say, sorry, Elaine, nothing doing. You can't be made on that. You have to have some realistic expectation that you were involved in that tliya. But macholos is different. Macholos, the Gemara says clearly, is afi shelo harda. Even though she knows that she was not involved necessarily. Stam a rule. What does that mean? Chazal took the din, let's say, using percentages which are a mashal ba'alma. Chazal said there's usually a din of tliya which exists, let's say, you have to have a 50-50 chance that you were involved in something else in order to be tolerant for someone. For Macholas, we'll say you need a 10% chance, let's say. It says throwing out numbers. Meaning, if there's a 10% chance that you had Macholas, that's already enough. What Chazal did is they took the normal Dine Tliya and relax them significantly to say Mitala and Macholos, because we have the idea of Macholos is af al pishto lo hardra. We don't know that she necessarily did it. As opposed to other tefillos, she needs to at least know that she was involved in that situation. It's very possible that this manazeh, if we extend the idea of percentages, we can make a ksamim, not even like the ksam sofer, not like Rav Moshe, but a more basic idea. I think that's what you were saying before, Michael, that Lamaisa, Chazal said that you need some percentage of a chance that a machos could be what caused the blood. Do we have machos bezmanazeh? They do exist. Ask any school child. Before they go to school, they have to check for lice. Machos do exist. It's just in a far, 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 far less of a percentage of chance than existed ever. So Mamela, it could be that Be'etzem, the Macholos do exist with Zanazem. Aye, it's not such a percentage, but the whole Yisod of Chsamim being Matil, because the Macholos, was that we don't need the normal percentage of Tlios. Normal Tlios need a 50-50 chance, let's say. Macholos need much less anyway. That's the whole din of Afi Shulah Harga. So it could be that Zanazem also, since there's a very, very small chance, but the chance exists, that's already enough. Because the whole yisod of making a macholas or doing enough excuse that we say we need much less of a percentage than we need for any other tliya. So maybe it's anazel also. You're right, it's a very small percentage, but it's still a small percentage that exists. So if the nafnin would be for on Mars, macholkas, what would it be on Mars? On Mars, let's say there's no life forms, macholkas, everyone, is there life on Mars? Well, let's say there's no life on Mars, including no macholas on Mars, and you go to Mars. Find the custom less than address on Mars. So according to Rav Moshe, the Chasam Sofer, we would say still, we don't care, we don't change, the din exists, and therefore there's a din of kesem is mutter, less than a dris, even in such a situation. But according to this svar, perhaps we could say that no, there, if there's no such thing as machos altogether, then there's no tliya. But since, if it's that fact, there's a small percentage, the whole yisod of machos is that we're willing to forego the normal percentage of tliya, since they're much less of a percentage, maybe even as Zanazel, we could say, since there's a small percentage, that's good enough for this unique tliya of machos. Perhaps that's it. Let's hold off on your questions so we can go over time only a little instead of going over time a lot. But that's how we presume Bederek Pal. There's no din of Macholos Bizmanazeh. There's no concern in Macholos, but we still say we can make it on the shared risk Bederek Pal. And Lefi Zeh L'Chaora, we should pass it in if you do the Cheshbon, Na'it Orech L'Shulchan. In the Pesach Yuvah Sifkat in Tez Zayin, he quotes a suffix in the Chachmas Adam with kematim, with folds. Folds on a garment. What's the thing with folds on a garment? So the Chachmas Adam says, depends. If we have a fold which was worn as a fold, and now it's already nispashet, it's shown to us very clearly, then we can say that there's no concern. Because we see it's presenting itself as four different chsamim. But says the Chachmas Adam, he's not sure what then is if the fold now is still, let's say it's still all together, it's bunched up and it's still together, it looks like one big chesem, do we say that, it's the chesem which is more than a dris? Since even though you pulled it apart, it would be different size chsamim, each one would be different. Since Chamaisa it's presented to the Rav together, we should be machmir. Says the Rav Shulchan, he thinks the whole thing is ridiculous, he thinks you should always be machmir. If the chesem is on something, even if the accordion is opened and you see five different chsamim, each less than a sheer dris, we should be machmir. Says Derech Lashulchan, zilbas or taima. Since we know when it was on the body, it was all together, then we have to ask ourselves, was it from a machalas or midufa? If it's a machalas, it's going to be a mutter chesem. If it's midufa, it should be a problem. Says Derech Lashulchan, we don't care how it looks now, we care using the logic working backwards. If elementary, my dear Watson, it was all together, it was a big kesem, it should be a problem. If it's separate, then it should be mutter. So l'chora, we can out Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch HaShulchan. We can be mekel l'gamri in the situation. Aruch HaShulchan says we should be more machmir. I think l'chora, according to the discussion, we should be more mekel. The whole yisod of ksamim, according to what we've seen, is a din, not a tzliya. If we accept, like minig mari hara, that it's a din, not a tzliya, then even if you know there was midrufa, in a way that it could have all been together, who cares? Din is, right now, you see each kesem is less than a dris, we're made up of tuftam vadas. There's nothing to talk about. So not only in a case where it's presented together, even if it's presented separately, each case should be judged as its own kesem. Because don't tell me we need a tliya b'macholos. It's not true. The haraya is no macholos is not as all together. We still say it's a din. Once you say it's a din, we should make it even a situation where we think it might make sense. It didn't come from macholos, we don't care. But Lamaisa, we can still be Makel, since there's no din of Chsamim, less than a dris, this man has it.